Well, so glad you can join us here for another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Special location, and I'm going to tell you what, you would be hard-pressed to find a better view, a more beautiful view, and I'm serious when I say this, I want you to hear me, anywhere in the state of Michigan than where we're sitting right now. It is incredibly picturesque. I'm looking at Dave Rieger's beautiful face, and there's nothing better. No, seriously, we are at Eagle Crest out here in Ypsilanti, and when you're talking about sitting in the clubhouse, you know, whether it be downstairs or we're upstairs, and looking out into that valley and lakes and the, you know, the rolling trees, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's quite a sight. It really does remind you of being up near Traverse City. Like when you first look at it, you're like, oh, I'm in Traverse City right now. No, you're right here in Ypsilanti.
A lot of memories here. I wore my Eagles and
the Eagle pride.
You know, I'm glad you didn't wear your Spartans hat today. I was going to remind you of that, even though you're, you know, Huron Eagle, but great spot out here. I still remember the first time I came here on a recruiting trip. I didn't have my clubs for some reason. I don't know if I was allowed to bring them, but I was down on the range hitting balls. And Gene Smith was the athletic director back in the day. And I'm down there and he was chirping at, I think Bruce Cunningham was, or no, I'm sorry. John Jenkins was the coach back then. And he goes, hey, Coach Jenkins, what are you doing? He's like, well, that's our new recruit down there. And he's like, he can't be here. There's a violation. And he goes, oh, just let him hit a few more balls. Something like that. But I still remember that. And then, you know, that's when I met Mark Johnson, who's a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And the Johnson family. And here we are. Still here.
Well, we're here for a special reason. I mean, not only this is our last show of the year, BC's, you know, with us, Mike Fay here as well, but a really cool happening out here, not just for Eastern Michigan, I think for golf in general. And without further ado, because he's been sitting here waiting so patiently with us. Yeah, let's get him in right now. Jeff Bourdon, a part of Game Above, and he was kind enough a few minutes before the show to give us a little tour, if you will, of this unbelievable facility that they're building here at Eagle Crest. $8 million. And the idea of it, and you could start to see it come together. But let's welcome him in, Jeff Bourdon, again from Game Above. Jeff, really appreciate you having us out here and showing us everything.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's exciting to be here now that we've been working on this since 2019. It started out on the west side of campus, and then it just evolved over to this course, which, you know, Eagle Crest is listed as number 13 in the United States as far as college courses. And it's a beautiful one. So that building over there, that's $8 million, 11,000 square feet. So it's going to give EMU athletes a big advantage to working in it all year round.
You know, it's awesome. And Jordan, I know you have a bunch of questions. I have to give you guys some public accolade. I know you don't want it, but I'm going to give it anyway. You were telling us a group of guys that just basically said, hey, listen, we want to give back. And I mean, if we could all be a little bit more like that, I think the world would be a better place. But tell us how that started with Game Above. I mean, you guys only been going, what, about 4 years now?
Yeah, started in at the end of 2019. And it was originally, I think it was about 25 members. So there's women and men that are involved in it, all EMU alumni, ranging in ages from late 20s to 90-some years old. Doc Sims was an athlete at Eastern Michigan. He's still involved in it. And what we originally started off was the gift with the golf building, but that's evolved into actually running the Game Above College of Engineering and Technology to supporting the faculty, supporting the administration, students, and the local community of Ypsilanti. So we've done a lot of things. And since that 2019, we've become the largest donor ever to the Eastern Michigan University of donating over $30 million
awesome.
In that period of time.
You know, it's just pretty cool to see all these great things going on for Eagle or for, you know, Eastern and the program and Game Above. I'm proud to be a part of it. I actually said to everybody that I was involved in, you know, my wife's a lot smarter and a lot better looking than me. I think she should be more involved. She's way more influential than I am. So she's involved and she's doing some great stuff. And it's just, it's real exciting, inspiring for sure.
Tell us a little bit about the facility. You know, we had a chance to obviously see where you guys are at. You're talking about they're hoping to get it done by November, but what kind of things do we expect over there?
Well, what you've got over there is you've got a 4,000 square foot chipping and putting area. Preston Moon's coming in from Envy Scapes that is doing that, and he's world renowned. We went to probably 10 or 15 different universities just to take a look at what they had so we could take the good things and avoid some of the pitfalls that they've been in. So they've got also a huge lounge over there, conference room, lockers, club fitting area. They do have a couple simulators out there, another four hitting bays. So they're going to be able to utilize that all through the winter months. They'll have a study area up there. They'll have food and drinks available for them. So it's going to move Eastern that have been kind of just using, you know, having their funds on a string for the past years to be in, you know, one of the best premier colleges out there as far as facilities and resources to back them.
You know, Mike, as you know, up in the north, we have to have these facilities, right?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Big Ten facilities or the MAC facilities, this is going to be the best. This will be pretty cool.
Absolutely. It's an awesome developmental program. You guys are
And this is just for the golf team, too. Mm-hmm. This is for the women's team and the men's team.
Yep.
And it's their little baby. So to be able to recruit and to have them in their training all year round, I mean, they come out to our place sometimes in practice. They need some place to hit in the wintertime. And now this is going to be their little baby. So it's pretty special. Uh-huh.
Jeff Bourdon from Game Above kindly joining us. Jeff, one of the cool things, I had to bang on the window. You guys have, like, special glass in there, too. Like literally bulletproof. So if Jordan wants to walk by, I can fire golf balls at him, and he can wave and stick his tongue out. But you're not going to do any damage in there.
No, it's set up for that. I mean, we went in and have a minimum of 30 feet as far as a height in there. It's a little bit higher than that. And people that recommended different windows and stuff, I mean, Granger's the contractor on this, they've been pretty receptive to getting involved and making sure that we have the correct material. So, yeah, the window is supposed to be indestructible, but we're not planning on having Aaron shots into it.
Well, it certainly looks like it.
So that's not open to the public, but there'll probably be some administrator from Eastern that gets in there and whacks it around the wrong spot.
Well, I'll put that in the budget somehow, right?
You know, Jordan, you were mentioning you and Mark, and I knew a few guys back in the day. You know, we're talking, gosh, it's 30 years now. It's got to make you feel good to see where this has gone.
Yeah, I mean, we used to be in this building in the winter in the basement in a net, and there would be one person hitting or two people at a time, and seven or eight of us would stand down there, and we'd hit balls, and we'd break every PVC pipe that's up there, somehow crack it, and it just – things have evolved, and it's going to be so special. So, I mean, to go from there 25 years ago or more till now, big difference.
Pretty
I'm proud
cool.
of them.
Probably. Jeff Bourdon, really appreciate you having us out, and keep doing what you're doing with Game Above. That's just awesome. It's just tremendous.
Thanks a lot for coming out.
All right.
The spotlight on it. Appreciate it.
Once again, Jeff Bourdon from Game Above. It is Spin on Golf. We'll talk a little bit about the BMW. Vic was on fire today. We'll get into that when we
one
come
One blemish
back.
On the back nine.
Yeah.
A four.
Shame on him.
A birdie.
Shame on him. Spin on Golf. On a Sunday night, glad you could join us, 760 WJR. So glad you can join us. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night. By the way, we're going to have BC weather this week.
We're going to have what?
We're going to have BC weather this week.
Oh, 1,000 degrees.
It's supposed to get literally like 95, 96 later on this week.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about like a black cloud or something.
British Columbia? No.
Don't worry
BC.
About it. Coming at the end. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, BC, I don't know if you saw it. So 87 tomorrow, 96 on Thursday. 96.
Awesome.
They said it could break a record.
Not good for Thursday.
T teaching 7 to 7. That'll be an awesome day.
Yeah, that day is not going to go too well.
BMW Championship, you want to talk about a guy that just rose up and said, this tournament is mine and there's nothing you can do about it. Vic gets it done today with a 9-under-61. Wins, what, by 2 strokes, correct?
Yeah. If you make 12 threes, you're probably going to play pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of course. 12 threes, that leaves 6 holes to do whatever you want with.
Hey, BC, do you think his proximity to the hole was the best on the tour this week?
Proximity was 11 feet, 8 inches.
Oh.
Greens and regulation. Wow. Yep.
So good.
And he was trailing. He was trailing coming down the stretch, and Scheffler made a bogey, and he just kept making birdies.
Scheffler, 3-putt, 17. Like, come on. Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is a 3-and-a-footer.
That was crazy.
You know, and it's interesting because I know one person in particular smiling a little bit. I thought that Rory was going to make the charge.
Head to head.
I was waiting for that. And it's not. Yeah. And it's not like he faded. I mean, he shot 67, 66. But when the guys around him are shooting 64, 65, 66, 66, and 65, 61, you're going to end up exactly where he ended up, and that's 5 strokes back.
Right where he belongs.
Yeah, it's interesting. Do you have the latest? Do you have the latest FedEx
standings? I had it pulled up, and now it disappeared. So I'm going to have to look for that again.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. But again, Victor Hovland, 17 under for the tournament, 9 under today. Wins the BMW championship.
He played two
and
the
USAM.
Two PGAs there, and he shoots 61. Mm. That's just unbelievable.
Jeez.
Nick Dunlop got her done at the USAM,
Pretty really cool. 1 foot, 4 and 3, right? And then Neil Shipley, Ohio State, and Dunlop's Alabama, right?
Yep. There's only two guys in the history of the game that have won the U.S. Junior and the U.S. Amateur. Dunlop and LT Gray.
Jeez. Unbelievable. Hey, I meant to ask you, how did Jimmy Dales do? Mutual friend, local guy. How did Jimmy do, BC?
I actually was on the bag last Monday at Colorado Golf Club, and he was a little tight. Let's whistle some wedges over the greens. Not too well. He had 78, and then I think he had 75. He made a big number on his last hole, but he was just a little tight. But I expect him to have a good college season. It'll be a good year for him.
Absolutely.
Well, what a cool place, Cherry Hills. What a cool place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Had you been there before, BC?
I played in the junior tournament there in like 1979. So it's been a long time, and it's totally done. They spent $75 million redoing their clubhouse, and the golf course is just an old classic William Flynn. It's a beauty.
Oh, that's awesome.
Was it firm and fast?
Colorado Golf Club was. Core Crenshaw.
BC, was it firm and fast or what?
Yes, it was. Am I not there?
Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah. You came back in. So do you guys have the updated
Mike's
FedEx?
Scheffler's first, Hovland's second, then McIlroy's third, Rahm's fourth, and Lucas Glover is in fifth position in the FedEx Cup.
More importantly, let's go down to the 30th, 31st, and 32nd.
Yeah,
because
let's see what happened here.
Because Seth Thigala just
got in there, and Thigala is out. And Jordan Spieth is in there. He was out.
So Thigala, Kurt, McCarthy, Justin Rose, and Putnam are all on the outside looking in.
They all bogeyed the last
very, very small
hole,
margin.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yep. Thigala
all those guys.
The last hole and let Spieth in.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's only a quarter million.
Yeah.
No big deal. Quarter million.
Oh,
exempt for the Masters. No big deal, except for all the majors. It's not a maybe a $1 million deal. Not that big of a deal.
Mike, you were talking about the girls. They had a three-way playoff, an interesting story with the 19-year-old coming out with the playoff victory.
Yes, Alexa Pano, from the United States, wins it, takes it in a three-hole playoff. She even knocks it on in two in the second playoff hole to make birdie and to tie and keep rolling along.
And how 19, old is she?
19 years old.
She looks like a baby.
Second year on tour.
Second year.
Second year on tour. Last year, she made it. She turned professional in April of 2022.
Gosh.
Okay. And we were going through, just trying to learn a little about Alexa. As an amateur, Pano was the first three-time national finalist in drive, chip, and putt competition.
That's pretty cool.
National finalist, right?
That's pretty cool.
Became the youngest golfer at age 11 to play in the JLPGA Tour event in the 2016 Yonex Ladies Open, as was the youngest player in the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Wow.
How about that?
Jeez, oh, Pete.
good are you?
Good.
How good are you?
Good for her. Good for her. 19 years old. BC, 19. I don't know if you saw her. I mean, honestly, she looks like a baby.
Oh, she really looks younger than a 12-year-old. I can tell you that much. Where'd they play, Mike? Do they play up north?
Yeah, they're up north. Yeah.
By the way, we wanted to get this in. I know we'll talk about some of the other things going in. I wanted to get this in, especially with BC there. LIV Golf Invitational about a month from now. $25 million purse in Chicago. So that is something that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And obviously, and hopefully I can catch up with these guys during the week sometime on Sports Wrap. Certainly want to talk about what happens with FedEx and look ahead to the Ryder Cup as well.
Little Ryder Cup. Just,
oh, it's tremendous. Absolutely.
Victor Hovland, certainly a good selection, right?
I think that's a fair selection. I think that's
and BC's boy Rory. You know, that's probably a pretty good selection. And Rom, right? That's a pretty good top selection. Three.
I think so far. That's fair.
Who would you come back with the U.S.? Who's your top three U.S. to match those guys?
Let's think about that during the break.
Okay.
Because they're
automatics.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who are your is it Scheffler? I mean, who is it? DJ Scheffler and who? Bryson? I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, it's a good question. We'll talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Give me your top three to match that.
It's going to be tough to match it, isn't it?
Well,
that's right. A little bit.
I don't know.
A little bit. All right. Fantastic. Well, listen, we've got lots of stuff. We didn't have BC last week, so maybe we can have a punk of the week. And BC, if you're up for it, a punk of the year.
Punk of the year.
We haven't had a poi.
A POY.
A poi? Would that be a poi?
Wow. That's going to be a title they're going to hold.
Sounds like
for
a sandwich
time.
You get in New Orleans, right? Can I get one of those P-O-L. Poi boys? Or
punk of life.
The punk of life.
It's a national award.
It's like a lifetime achievement award.
Lifetime achievement. In memory of Frank Beckman, I got his wedge out, chipping in.
Oh, that's nice.
Awesome. All right, we'll talk a little Ryder Cup. We'll give BC the homework assignment, not only the punk of the week, but the punk of the year. So glad you can join us on a Sunday night. Boy, it flew by, but it is our final show of the season here. We are at the beautiful Eagle Crest. Just off the campus of Eastern Michigan University. And I'm serious. If you haven't been out here yet, breathtaking view from the clubhouse. Really anywhere on the course when you think about it. Gang's all here. Glad you are as well. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. So glad you could join us. Beautiful location out here. At Eagle Crest in Ypsilanti. We were just talking about this. There's so much to get into in the next couple segments, including a POW and a POY.
POL.
I can't even, POL. For life.
We might as well put in POS too. Who knows?
Ryder Cup at the Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Rome. September 25th through October 1st. And Jordan, I thought you posed an interesting question. You're seeing how the European team is coming together. The American team, it's going to be very interesting. Now, BC, you think top three are easy, almost no-brainer?
Yep.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, no-brainer. I mean, okay. Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Cantley are in for sure. Well, I think Brian Harman's in too. And Koepka is a reigning champion.
Koepka, Johnson, and Scheffler have got to be the top three.
Wyndham Clark sitting at number two, basically. He's basically in the top five or six automatically.
I'm just talking if you would just name the top three guys right now that are Americans. Who would you have as your top three? Not even looking at the rankings.
Oh, Scheffler, Koepka, and Brian Harman.
Wow.
Pretty Brian hard to
Harman.
Argue.
Brian Harman.
You know what? It's funny, BC.
Harman's number four.
Yeah, Mike Faye said that during the break. He was like, he's going to give somebody a problem when the opportunity arises.
He's going to give a big problem.
He's and the golf course would suit him the best. Not a big ball beater's place, so Harman would just be perfect, just hitting his little dink down the middle.
Do you think they're going to come out in, like, chariots and then, like, get off the chariot and, like, present themselves? I think that'd be kind of cool. It's in Rome, man.
With helmets and armor.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, game, right? The Golden Knight type thing.
Sick a bunch of
we're paying for PGA America. You know, why not? It's PGA's money, whatever. Spend it.
BC, we know you were out east last week at Bedminster. You had some interesting stories. You met some Olympian. You met the former president. Had some lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was cool.
Tell us about your week out there.
Well, we went to where was I? I don't even know where I've been. Greenbrier was cool. What a cool place! I mean, basically, a big building that's just like the Grand Hotel, same design, same but updated. You know, same designer, same architect, really cool place. The white course we played was a Seth Rayner, which my favorite designer of all time. And then we went to Bedminster, which is a Fazio design, but the home of Donald Trump lives on property. So security was tight and, you know, sitting
looks
around.
Looks like a great
room.
Golf course, though.
A big golf course. It was 7750. A big golf course, a lot of rough. Cam Young ran away with that one, basically, being 41st in driving, but first in putting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was cool sitting around every morning, and then you knew when somebody was roaming around with all the thugs coming in, the Secret Service, and the Don sat down with us one day when we were having breakfast and started shooting the crap with us and talking about just golf. It was kind of cool just talking golf with 45/47.
Is that his handicap?
Yeah, that's his handicap.
I thought maybe they're his rounds. He shot a 45. Oh,
it was pretty cool. Then Thursday morning, I'm sitting there having breakfast, and James Caddy comes in, Dan Ellis, and Josh Stein was there too, one of James' best friends growing up. And they say, hey, BC, who see who the pairing is today? I'm like, no, I don't know who we're playing with. And he goes, Caitlin Jenner. I went, he goes, we purposely didn't tell you until the last minute because we appeared.
And you're caddying for him. I mean her.
I don't know. Some of the local kids there at Bedminster caddying for him.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And, you know, they shared the Olympic story. He shared the Olympic story with us and the preparation for it, which was, you know, 1976, a long time ago. But, man, obviously – he can certainly hit it 260 yards, pretty far for, you know.
Isn't it funny?
I don't know how to
like,
say it.
Like, it's so interesting, BC, because like guys like us, the younger generation thinks of Jenner as you know the Kardashians, and
you're
then,
very
you
smart
know,
to say Jenner.
Yeah, and then one Jenner, and then another Jenner, and gender, and everything. Like we were talking about this during the break. People don't even realize that was like the greatest athlete in the world.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. And everywhere for a few years, on television shows, on Wheaties boxes.
Like Usain Bolt of the time.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the famous picture, I think we can all see it on the Wheaties box. Like that, that's kind of like the iconic picture. And, you know, people probably think Kardashians and the whole gender thing, but I mean, a phenomenal athlete. Mm-hmm.
And a pretty good golfer, I guess, right, Brian?
Really, yeah, really good golfer. And then, of course, they got me on clips. You know, we play with Mark Small. Mark Small is a comedian, and what a trip this guy was. I mean, he goes, dude, I got to go over and get some acid, and I got to take some acid when you're talking golf with me because I'm not. The guy's tripping on acid when we're playing with him. I'm like, holy moly, what is going on here today? It was one of the most bizarre days of my
And I hear James is going to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah. YouTube videos of James. Yeah, who's the next Bachelor? It's an obvious one, James Pyatt. But yeah, cool week, cool stuff. And then the USAM to follow up was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome. That's Mike Fay, what's going on with you? I know your daughter's she already started back in school, right?
She started? Yeah. Girls high school golf, baby.
Yeah, how's it going so far?
It's going great.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the girls have another tournament that they're playing in, and a whole bunch. I mean, it's in full swing right now, and there's times when there's three or four events in a week, in the same week, between matches and tournaments, and very, very busy for girls golf season. It's good.
I've got something for Brian. On social media this week, there was a bunch of posts, well, maybe the last week and a half, about putting. Mm-hmm. And the scientific, we'll say science behind practice strokes and no practice strokes when you're putting, mm-hmm. and how that might impede your performance. Brian, what do you think on practice strokes or no practice strokes, or at least the shorter putts versus the longer putts? The science is now there. I have to read into it more, but what's your take on that?
The stuff that I was looking at with Ben Cowan, you know, Ben's obviously out there, the Englishman who coaches Brooks and, you know, Peters and DJ, the short game stuff. They believe in limited practice strokes. And then he's on the flip side, some guys like DJ, who doesn't really have a good feel, believe in multiple practice strokes. So he's leaving it up to the individual, but you know what I've always taught, you know, I always taught, you know, binocular vision behind the ball, having your sight field take over, kind of taking a practice swing. You know, go from a driver to a wedge, you're obviously taking a practice swing of the wedge because you're trying to feel the ground and feel the texture of the ground underneath the ball potentially. So that's kind of the same neurological pattern training that you're trying to get in putting, is basic sight feel. Now they're working in sound with it too, so you can hear kind of a, you know, rhythmic cyber vision, if anybody remembers that, a musical instrument with your stroke, zing. So there's a lot of that going on out there that the players are trying and using. I've seen some of the stuff online, Jordan. I haven't really dove into it. I'm just kind of getting what I'm hearing from the guys out there in the Live Tour and the putting gurus. And it's a lot more to do with, you know, visualization and sound and feel, mm-hmm. than anything else.
You know, I was talking with some of my guys today and I said, you know, if you watch Rory and DJ, Rory does not take a practice stroke. No. He walks in from behind and he sets it and goes. And there are other guys that are doing that too. I think Brooks does it as well, but yep. DJ does take some rhythmic strokes when he putts. Now, I think myself, I'm just taking a rhythmic practice stroke to develop some feel in my hands.
Sure.
So it's more about rhythm and feel in my hands and tension. It really has nothing to do with my stroke. It's just kind of feel the handle. Now, Brian, who makes a lot of putts, he goes behind the ball and sets his putter and then meanders his way, like keeps the putter stable and meanders his way to the side, takes one or two quick looks and goes. So there's no
sure.
putting stroke or practice stroke there. He might take a couple behind the ball, like looking straight at the hole. So there's different ways, and I think it's a little bit different for everybody. But I will say longer putts, I think it's more common for guys or people to, for me for sure, to take some feel strokes. Shorter ones, maybe not so much. Mike, what's your quick take on that?
I totally agree with you. I think you need to move your putter a little bit, especially the longer the putt is, get some rhythm and some timing. That works.
I mean, the biggest thing is just interference.
Yeah. Well,
it's just interference for performance, and you want to have clear performance out there for you. Mm-hmm.
When we come back, obviously, we'll tell you about what's happening out in Oregon with the Epson, or as it were, what isn't happening out in Oregon with the mm-hmm. Epson. I see there. I go. POW, POY, POL. Maybe
and
a
POS,
life, maybe a lifetime achievement will be given out here tonight. I don't know. We'll let BC decide. Glad you could join us. We got one more segment here from beautiful Eagle Crest on the campus of Eastern Michigan University in lovely Ypsilanti here on 760 WJR.
Yes.
Well, again, we want to thank all the great people out here at Eagle Crest for having us in this beautiful, beautiful facility and the facility that's going up right
overlooking
next to
us. Game Above Performance Center.
It's beautiful. So great job by Game Above. You know, as we've mentioned on the show the past few years, we have some favorites. Jeff Marcero wanted to mention one of our favorites. Bad news. I'll go bad news, good news this time. How about that? Epson canceled today's round in Oregon due to air quality. The good news, Amelia Garvey shot a 64 8 under yesterday. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good.
That's
really good. So we have our favorites on the show, and she's a favorite over the last few years.
Jeff's caddied for her a few times.
Absolutely. Yes. Even, you know what, Jeff is so committed. Even when, like, his back was, like, so wrenched.
Well, that's right.
He
caddied.
I felt awful for him. He wasn't walking right and everything. And he was like, nope, I'm going to go do it. I told her I'd do it, and I'm going to go do it. What's happening in Calgary on the Champions Tour?
Oh, well, we have
pull it up.
Calgary
is in the lead.
Shaw Classic.
It's tied, actually.
Yeah, they're three-way tie. JD Petrovic and Kenny Duke. Kenny Duke and Petrovic have two or three left. Par five, including. They're all tied. So we'll see what happens there. It looks like one of those guys might come up on top, but we'll see. I thought it'd be smoky out there, but it was smoky west of there, all the way to Victoria, actually.
There he is again, Sean.
Yeah.
See him creeping up there.
Yep. Oh, you're
tied fifth.
Who's that?
KJ Choi.
KJ Choi.
Yeah. Dig in.
Yeah.
Darren Clark at 11 under after a 7 under finish today. But as Jordan said, JD with an 8 under today, mm-hmm. three-way
in the clubhouse.
Tie. Yeah, he's in the clubhouse, though. A three-way tie at the top.
Ally Championship next week at Warwick.
Yes.
Get
Gosh,
out there.
It was always fun
gonna
going
be
out
such
there.
A, it's going to be just like it was before. Yeah. It's going to be about 90.
It's such a beautiful course. It really is. Such a fun event out there for so many years. All right. You know what? I always do this before we get to BC's. Mm-hmm. What do you guys got coming up the next? I know it's still busy for you. We talk about it all the time. Oh, golf season's ending. No, it's not. It's not even close to ending.
Brian and I will be playing, teamed up tomorrow, PGA Championship for Michigan, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Top nine guys go to Nationals. We'll, again, see what happens. And yeah.
How's your ankle?
Ankle's great.
Is it? You're ready to go?
No. No. My shoulder's torn.
Well, I thought it was your ankle. I'm sorry.
No, my ankles are great.
Oh, okay. Did I just hit your bad shoulder, by the way? What a jerk. What an absolute jerk.
It's okay.
My apologies.
We're all getting older, but yeah, that's what we're doing.
Isn't that the truth?
What do you got going on?
We have the girls' golf, right? High school golf, like we've been talking about. Very busy teaching still, so it's good. Real good.
Yeah. This is going to be a busy week.
Yeah.
Especially with did we mention the heat?
Yeah, the heat. Yeah, and we do have to say a special thanks for Jeff Marcero. I don't know. It's been 10 years for him, Nick Roddy and Dave and all the guys that help us out, put the show on for the season. And we're still going almost a decade. And I know it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun.
It's
and
fun.
Good
this
to hang out with you guys and talk a little golf.
This is my third year. So thanks for inviting me. And I don't know what we wouldn't do without Dave Rieger's smiling face. He always has such a big smile on his face. Such a good mood.
He might have a punk of the week.
You're my boy, Rieger. Yeah, it might be me. That's why we're not going to go to Rieger's punk of the week.
I'm going to nominate mine. It's going to be the whoever was on the Shorty Marriott Art Facility and decided to take five divots They were about the size of a phone out of the greens.
Oh.
Right next to the putt, right next to the hole. I don't get it. I don't understand how people cannot figure it out. It's your area to practice. Why ruin it?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. All right. I think we got BC there. Maybe we can pull BC up because we have, of course, as I mentioned, we've got the punk of the week. And then I challenge him to give me a punk of the year. And he seemed to accept that challenge.
No problem.
What do you say?
No problem. All right. Let's start with the punk of the week. BC, what do you got?
I'm going with the USGA. USGA is still going down this path of talking about the ball rollback. And coincidentally, the ball rollback will do very little to dismay the manufacturers or sway the manufacturers from making hotter drivers or making drivers and make the ball go farther. Since the inception of a driver that went from 380 cc's to 460 cc's, the incremental accuracy and lengthening of tee shots on the PGA Tour has gone up an average of 19 yards, and the accuracy has honed in on from 60, just under 61% to 73% in accuracy for the leader of the PGA Tour. The USGA fails to recognize the equipment, the driver, and the fairway woods are the problem. They got their heads so far up their rear ends. Their white shirts are so dirty brown, they can't see a freaking thing out of their own damn cars. They're idiots. Wake up and smell the roses and fix the damn drivers, you idiots. Punk of the week out.
Punk of the week out.
All right, do you have one?
Oh, boy.
Do you have one for the year, BC?
I got Mr. Monahan, of course. Oh. Mr. Monahan took a little two-week vacation because he was going through some serious anxiety attacks after what happened and some serious death threats. So, slash him and Jimmy Dunn. I mean, the rhetoric that the PGA Tour has handed everybody on how things have handled and how they betrayed the players. Yeah. Well, the players, a Rory McIlroy is going to be a billionaire in 3 years under this, what they call a merger, what I call a takeover. So you know what, Jay Monahan, Jimmy Dunn?
Punk of the year.
Punk of the year.
Guys, a lot of fun. Really appreciate it. Check out Mike Fay and BC and Jordan. They're doing a lot of stuff. Good luck to you guys in the next few days. Rieger, thank you. Nick Roddy, Marcero, who's back at the station? Fisher, thank you very much. Most importantly, thank you for inviting us into your radios. We will talk to you next spring right here. Spin on Golf 760 WJR.